Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Indian bowlers Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Mohammad Shami shared a last wicket partnership of 111, and Shami then bowled England captain Alastair Cook as India remained in charge of the opening test at Trent Bridge. For the second day in a row, England enjoyed an excellent spell after lunch and were on the brink of bowling India out for 350 or less before Kumar, who made 58, and Shami, who was unbeaten on 51, combined to completely frustrate them. When the breakthrough finally came, by which time the pair had broken the record for a 10th wicket partnership for India against England, the hosts were left with an hour or so to survive. Cook scored just 5 and couldn't make it, losing his leg stump to Shami as he shuffled across his wicket. Although Sam Robson and Gary Balance overcame a few nervy moments to take England to stumps on 43 for 1, still trailing by 414 runs. Mark Craig, Matt Henry, Adam Milne, Jimmy Neesham, Luke Ronchi and Ish Sodhi have been awarded New Zealand Cricket Central contracts for the first time. A largely youthful contracted list for the next 12 months sees Doug Bracewell, Dean Brownlee, Grant Elliott, Peter Fulton, Bruce Martin and Hamish Rutherford all miss out. The contracts are awarded to the 20 players with the highest aggregate score generated by New Zealand cricket, taking into account performances in all three formats of the game. Those 20 players are in full Corey Anderson, Trent Bolt, Mark Craig, Martin Guptill, Matt Henry, Tom Latham, Mitchell McLenaghan, Brendan McCullum, Nathan McCullum, Kyle Mills, Adam Milne, Colin Munro, Jimmy Neesham, Luke Ronchi, Ish Sodhi, Tim Southee, Ross Taylor, Neil Wagner, BJ Watling and Kane Williamson. And staying with New Zealand cricket, former international all-rounder Ian Butler has announced his retirement from the game. He began his career as a highly rated fast bowler, taking 4 wickets on his test debut against England in 2002, but developed his game to become a powerful lower order hitter as well. He went on to play 8 tests, 26 one-day internationals and 19 2020 internationals. The Antigua Hawksbills, Jamaica Tallowers and Barbados Tridents have all made enforced late change to their squads ahead of the 2014 Caribbean Premier League. Antigua have 2 new arrivals as Ben Dunk and Josiah Thomas replaced Tisara Pereira and Kieran Powell. Former England international Owee Shah has been drafted into the Tallowers lineup to replace Ahmed Shehzad, who leaves for Pakistan Cricket Board training camp. And finally, West Indian batsman Kirk Edwards joins the Barbados Tridents after Imran Nazir pulled out through injury.